Blackstone Audio presents Losing the Signal, the untold story behind the extraordinary rise and spectacular fall of BlackBerry by Jackie McNish and Sean Silkoff. This book is read by William Hughes.
For Stephen, Jackie McNish. For Aaron, Clara, Ben, and Jack, Sean Silkoff. Prologue. Jim Balsillie fidgeted with his phone as his Dassault Falcon jet touched down at Dubai's International Airport. It had been several hours since the co-chief executive and relentless global pitchman for Research in Motion Limited, RIM, powered off his BlackBerry when the plane left the company's Canadian hometown in Waterloo, Ontario. The man who convinced the world it could not operate without BlackBerry phones was itching to read his emails. A restless 49-year-old who kept in shape biking more than 100 miles a week, Balsillie faced an uphill cycle in Dubai. After peaking 2 years earlier in 2009 as the world's biggest seller of smartphones and falling just shy of $20 billion in revenues, BlackBerry's sales were tumbling. Its stock price was down more than 50%. Rivals Apple and Samsung had moved into the lead, with a new generation of smartphones that expanded demand for wireless devices beyond the professional classes to fun-seeking consumers. The once-addictive lure of BlackBerry's miniature keyboard and secure email and message services was now being eclipsed by touchscreen iPhones and Androids that put Angry Birds games and YouTube videos...